As Wynn whipped across Marsh Island, a plane buzzed overhead, raining down seeds across a 15-acre swath of land. LSUX Center researcher Harriet Tomo is testing aerial seeding of the marsh plant smooth cordgrass on this barrier island off the coast of Niberia Parish. Typical revegetation efforts involve hand transplanting the grasses, which is expensive, time-consuming, and labor-intensive.
Typically, one acre, if 10 people working together continuously, it takes like several days to do it.
An airplane can seed an acre in less than 10 seconds. Hand transplanting can inadvertently disturb the area that is being planted, with people moving and working along the marsh. Also, a plane can reach areas that people cannot.
If we can fly the seed, we can plant it anywhere in the coast with relatively effectively and cheaper way to do it.
For Otomo's test, the plane seeded three areas, each at a different seeding rate. To get to this point, Otomo first had to develop a line of smooth cordgrass that would produce a steady supply of seed required for a large-scale revegetation project.
Naturally, smooth cordgrass doesn't set seed a lot, so we through the selection and testing, we found out the 15 selected line that can be put together in polycross design to produce a lot of seed.
Producing a seed source also eliminates the need to harvest seed from the wild. Smooth cordgrass is a prized plant for marsh revegetation.
Very robust. It's very salt tolerant plant, so it can help restoration and also hold the land from eroded away.
Otomo plans to visit the island again in a month to check germination and stand establishment. With the LSUX Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.